Hey, software developers. My name is Nick Landry. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and one of my specialties is mobile development. I've been doing mobile development since 2002, so that's, 14 years now, I think? And I actually speak a lot at events, conferences, and meetups, user groups, talking about mobile development. I do Windows, I do iOS, I do Android. And as I try to teach mobile development to a lot of developers, there's one question that keeps coming up is, why should I do mobile development? Why should I care? It's a very saturated space. There's already millions of apps out there. And there's a lot of developers, I feel, are kind of like disheartened by this. And they figure like, you know what? I'm not going to make any money out of it. So why should I bother? Well, let me tell you why you should bother. First of all, yeah, you might make some money. Probably not much. I have a few apps in the store. They make about 30 bucks. It pays for my Netflix and my World of Warcraft subscription. I don't have time to play anymore. So you don't really do it for the money. If you do, good for you. But that said, there's another reason why you should do it. It's good for your career. Because there's one thing that I keep telling developers all the time is your employer may own your job, but you own your own career. You're in control of your career. You can actually take steps to basically improve your value as a technical developer. Let's say that you're building applications today. You're working in the enterprise, or maybe you're a contractor, and I got a lot of developers, they come and talk to me when I speak at VS Live and other shows like this, and they tell me, like, you know what, Nick, you're really lucky because you play with all these cool new technologies. I'm still keeping the lights on old, like, Excel VBA systems, maybe some VB6 apps or .NET 2.0 with WinForms. And while these applications, they're really important because they're the backbone of the enterprise, you know, there's millions of systems running on those technologies. I know that for developers, it's not always sexy, and it's kind of like depressing sometimes to work on the old stuff when you see others working on the cool new stuff. Don't wait for your employer to tell you that there's a new project that's going to be using one of these new technologies. And by the way, those developers that tell me they might be working on WPF soon, WPF has been around for 10 years now. This is nothing new. So you should not put your efforts on that. You know, it's good to do WPF because it's a great way to build desktop apps, but don't think of it as a new technology. What's new right now is mobile. It's cloud. So what can you do? Well, first of all, you can do it on your own. A lot of these tools, basically, they're all free. You can download them from the internet. You can go to visualstudio.com, get Visual Studio Community 2015. It's all free. And then beyond that, you can start building applications on your own. Build an app for you. In the end, you're going to be using Visual Studio 2015, not 2010, like the one you have at work. You're going to be using C# 6. Not an older version of C# for your .NET 2. You're going to be working with XAML, which is the markup language, to build mobile applications for Windows. And that means, for example, learning the new Universal Windows platform that lets you target over 200 million Windows devices today and a billion devices within 2 years. Beyond that, you're going to be also working with a subset of .NET that is .NET Core, that's part of UWP. You'll be learning MVVM so that you can properly structure your code with a good separation of concern between like your model, your view model, and your UI. And then, of course, you can make some calls to the cloud using REST and JSON, like JSON.NET, for example, serializing, deserializing data, talking to Azure App Services to basically build a backend for your app using either ASP.NET Web API or Node.js. Of course, you'll be using the async framework. Async framework, which basically gives you access to the parallel task library and do everything asynchronous so that nothing is blocking on your application, because nobody wants blocking code inside of a mobile app running on phones or tablets or even on the desktop, really. You'll be using push notifications as well in the cloud so that you can send notifications to millions of devices with a push of a button. And all these apps, at the push of a button, you can actually deploy them to 191 countries completely for free. It costs $19 to be a registered Windows developer, $25 to be an Android developer. So this is all stuff that you should be able to put just a little bit of money, spend the time and nights, weekends, be a weekend warrior, build apps for yourself. I mean, look at this board here. And of course, there's Xamarin. If you want to support iOS and Android, then you can use your C# skills and start leveraging Xamarin. There's a free edition. If you're a student, you get a free business edition. So this is a great set of technologies. Look at your resume today. Do you have all of these technologies on your resume? Would you like to have them? Start building some mobile apps And then you will have not only the ability to put them in your resume, but you'll have the skills, you'll have the know-how, you'll have the experience. If anybody in a technical interview challenges you on those skills, you'll be able to answer the questions because you've actually used them. And then beyond that, you'll even be able to point to actual live apps in the store and say, I built this. Do what I did when I got this job at Microsoft. Your next resume should have a QR code at the bottom of the page that links directly to your apps in the store to prove that you had an idea, you designed it, you thought about it, you started building it, you put it in production, you debugged it, and you even marketed it. And then you even build a website for your own apps, again, with app services, so that you can show that you've got some web skills. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. Just spin up a WordPress blog, you know, in 5 minutes in Azure. It's super easy. So take control of your career, learn these technologies, build some mobile apps. You never know, one of them might catch on, but even if they don't, these skills will be forever and your profile will just improve in the end. Go get that better job, go get that project that you want at work, and mobile development is definitely your path to making it big as a developer.